From Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to be loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot on a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all those kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan. For it is written, worship the Lord your God, and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Temptation. It's a strange word, frightening and attractive at the same time. After all, we're usually tempted to do something we know we shouldn't because we think we'll enjoy it. So the dog here, he knows the treat on the table is going to taste good, but he's gotten in trouble for getting on the table before. Frightening and attractive at the same time. During our lifetimes, what tempts us changes. We grow and we learn and we figure out that some temptations are not even worth looking at. The price is too high. But then just as that happens, something new comes along and gets our attention and gets us going down a road that might feel good for a moment, but isn't the road we know we are supposed to be on. The Spirit leads Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days. For 40 days, he puts everything else aside and focuses on what God wants. This time before Jesus starts teaching and healing and doing miracles, this is the time that grounds him in who he is and who he's going to be for the people that are looking for him, the people that have been waiting for him. The struggle will be real. People have so many hopes and dreams and expectations for the Messiah. They've been waiting for thousands of years for Jesus to do what God wants and not what everybody else wants him to do. He needs to be totally grounded in his relationship with God. So he removes the distractions from his life. And when temptation comes and he is asked to do things that will build him up instead of point the people to God, Jesus says no. 3 times he says no. He knows the scripture that he needs to keep him from moving away from God. He knows them in a really deep and personal way. They are written on his mind and on his heart. So from Jesus, we can learn how to handle the things that try to pull us away from living a good life. We need to take time in our version of the wilderness to know what it is that God desires for us. Lent can be that kind of wilderness time, time when we make time different, when we find spaces for solitude, for study, for prayer, where we make room for God to be at the center of who we are. From Jesus, we know to believe in the Bible's ability to speak to us in the moment of temptation. And we need to know God's word to us for that to happen. A few years back, I did a Lenten practice where I memorized little pieces of scripture. One verse was, "Love is patient, love is kind." And so every morning, I would say those words to myself. And over time, they became more and more part of me. We can memorize them. We can write them in a place we see them every morning. We can find a way to make the lens of our lives be God's love, to make the way we look out into the world be affected by God's word and how it impacts us. We have to have those words in us when the temptations come and when they try to get between us and living a good life. So, what's a good life? What's our purpose? Jesus tells us that our lives are meant to focus on loving God with all that we are and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Sounds like that should be easy, doesn't it? Not so much. A friend of mine was a wonderful teacher. She loved being a teacher. She was with the first graders, and the moment when they learned how to read felt like a light bulb went on in them and in her. She would describe it as miraculous. She felt like it was God's call on her life. And then some of the other teachers said, "You know, there's an assistant principal job open. You should really go for it. Everyone loves you. That would be awesome." And so she put in her application and she got the job. And now she wasn't teaching kids how to read. She thought it would be okay. She was helping to pick curriculum, but the curriculum committee couldn't get along about anything, and she didn't have the gifts to help them figure it out. And she began to realize that she had gone through a door that was about what people wanted her to do and more money, getting her picture in the paper when she got the promotion. Those are the temptations that are more subtle. Those are the temptations that seem like we could be going in the right direction, except if we pay attention to who we are and who God created us to be, we might just see that they get us on the path we were never meant to walk. It's not always easy to spot temptations. They don't always look like what they really are. On the other hand, it's also true that temptation usually comes through a door that we have left open. As much as we want to pretend that temptation caught us by surprise, there were a whole bunch of times we didn't quite say no before we said yes. Giving in to temptation often involves lying to ourselves about what's going to be for good and what's going to bring us down. What's going to separate us from God? Jesus knows what it is to be us. We need the grace of God that makes sure, giving in to temptation in the past does not have to define who we are today. We need the grace of God. We need the wilderness moments to strengthen us to follow Jesus into the future, even when that's really hard to do. Our days are filled with choices. Some of them look small on the surface, but they end up letting things grow in us that don't belong. To feel temptation is part of being human, and we all need all the help we can get when those temptations try to drag us in. Jesus never lost his focus on what he needed to be and do, and he gives us the gift, the knowledge that we can rely on him. We will get distracted. We will lose our faith focus. We will give in to temptation. But he's there, walking with us, holding our hand, pulling us back, helping us see where it is we need to go. To love him and to be loved by him, to worship him, to eat the bread and drink the cup, to pray, and to face whatever temptations we face, knowing that we are beloved, forgiven children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.